Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jerry Palm joining us now, CBS College basketball senior writer. Jerry, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. I was getting on a little LSU baseball rant. They had a big, they had a bad weekend against Tennessee and were swept. So there are a few LSU fans that no matter what happens to LSU, they always want to blame Paul Menary and run Paul Menary out of town. But nonetheless, the field of Elite Eight in the NCAA men's basketball tournament is set. And Jerry, of the eight teams remaining, who would be the underdog to end up making it to the championship game or the Final Four?
Oh, gosh. Well, the two biggest underdogs would be UCLA and Oregon State, the two double-digit seeds that are still left. Oregon State's at 12, would not have made the tournament at all if they had not won the Pac-12 tournament in the automatic bid. And then UCLA was in the first four, the play-in games, and they are still around. They're trying to do what VCU did the very first year of the first four. They went from the first four to the final four, and UCLA will now get a chance to do that, taking on Michigan tomorrow night.
By your estimation, do you think we're going to see Baylor and Gonzaga in the championship game?
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of how it's been pointing all season. Illinois came on strong late in the year and earned a number one seed and looked like they could be part of that picture as well, but then they went out early. So right now, you know, Gonzaga and Baylor have looked like the two best teams in the tournament. And, you know, things seem to be pointing that way. But as we have seen in this tournament, no matter how much it looks like something's going to happen, it may not happen.
Yeah, it's been a wild one, that's for sure. More wild than I think we've had, and certainly a good time, or a good amount of time, I should say. Arkansas, the only SEC team remaining, Jerry. They're taking on Baylor tonight. How much of a chance do they have?
Well, they have a chance. You know, they're a very athletic team. They're going to have to shoot well against Baylor because Baylor plays – they're very strong on both ends of the floor. So, you know, Arkansas is going to have a really good game shooting because I think they can defend – and hang with Baylor that way. I don't trust their offense enough. But if they have a good offensive game, then they've got a shot against Baylor. I'm actually heading downtown here in a few minutes to go see that game. Although obviously we'll be early because that's not till 10:00 Eastern.
Jerry Palm, CBS Sports College Basketball senior writer. Jerry, with the entire tournament in the Indianapolis area, has that been good for guys like you to be able to go bounce the game from game to game to game and just hop in a car and drive to a different venue?
It's been good for me because I live in Indiana, so I've been able to go to
even
some
better
of the games. Normally I'd get credentialed and I would be able to go, you know, wherever I needed to go. But this year, because of COVID, I wasn't able to get credentialed. So I've had to scrounge tickets up, but I haven't had two games on the same day yet. But if you are fortunate enough to have tickets like that, getting around Indianapolis is very easy. There's two, of course, venues right downtown with Bankers Life, where the Pacers play, in Lucas Oil Stadium, but then Butler Farmers Coliseum are not far away.
Number one, Michigan, UCLA, number 11 in the Elite Eight tomorrow. Late tip-off there. What do the Bruins have to do to upset Michigan?
Well, keep doing what they've been doing. They've played some really good defense. They've gotten a little bit of help, but their offense has been really productive. Juzang, of course, is their best player. And although even though he fouled out, you know, late in the second half against Alabama, they were still able to win in overtime. And they got off to a great start in the overtime. Jaquez has been good, Gray in the middle. So, you know, our offense has been diverse. It hasn't been relying on just one or two guys, and they're going to need that again if they're going to be able to hang with Michigan. They got to find a way to defend Hunter Dickinson, their freshman center, who's been playing at an All-American level this season.
Is USC better than maybe people think or give them credit for?
Well, they've played better in this tournament than they did in the regular season. You know, they're a sixth seed for a reason. You know, they were good in the regular season, but they weren't consistently good. But they have been in this tournament. They've also got a stud center freshman, Evan Mobley, who's probably going to be one of the top few picks in the NBA draft this year. And his twin brother have done the bulk of the work, but they've been getting some really good production from their guards as well. Their defense has been outstanding. And they, they really made Kansas look silly 2 games ago and had another outstanding game against Oregon, another Pac-12 team last night. So, yeah, USC, the way they're going, you know, Evan Mobley's the kind of guy that's hard for anybody. They have a chance to give Gonzaga some trouble if they continue to play at the level that they have.
Jerry Palm, CBS Sports College basketball senior writer here on Sports Talk, breaking down the Elite Eight in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Oregon State, number 12 seed, taking on Houston, number 2 seed today. Also, number 3, Arkansas versus number 1, Baylor, later today. And then tomorrow, it is 6-seeded USC, number 1 seed Gonzaga, number 11 UCLA, and number 1 Michigan tomorrow. What does USC have to do? What would they have to do to upset Gonzaga? I think that would be a huge upset.
They have to play great defense because Gonzaga is the best offensive team in the country. And they can score with all 5 of their starters. Any one of them could be the guy on any given night. But they don't need one guy to be the guy because all 5 of them are a threat. So it's really going to be a stress on USC's defense, which has been very good in this tournament so far. But if they can slow Gonzaga's offense down, then they have a chance. But Gonzaga has only played 1 game this year where they won by less than double digits. And that was against West Virginia early on. So it's really been a long time since Gonzaga has been tested. And USC is going to have their hands full.
Who do you got in your Final Four?
Gonzaga, Baylor, Houston, and Michigan of the teams that are left.
How's your bracket looking? Your own personal?
Like a crime scene. I originally had Illinois in the championship game. That didn't last long. I had Alabama in the Final Four. They just went out. My other picks are still around, but it doesn't really matter anymore.
So you still have 3 of the Final Four teams?
Two.
Available?
Two. Yeah.
Okay. Better than most.
Well, this, I don't know that it really is, but it's been a rough tournament for my bracket and for a lot of people's brackets.
Has this one more difficult to kind of fill out this year because the unknowns?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it has been difficult for anyone to anticipate legitimately the chaos that we've had in terms of just the sheer number of big upsets. Going by seed in this tournament, we had a Sweet 16 that had the largest average seed that we've ever had. You had a 15 there for just the second time in Oral Roberts. It would have been difficult for anybody who wasn't just taking a flyer on a lot of this stuff to have come up with a bracket that looked decent after the first 2 rounds.
Jerry Palm, CBS Sports College basketball senior writer. And Jerry, Indiana found their new coach, right? They hired a new basketball coach?
Yeah, Mike Woodson, a former player under Bob Knight. He played at IU in the late 70s. So he actually, I think his 4 years were between their second and third national championships under, or first and second national championships under Coach Knight. So he didn't get one of them. He fit in right in between, but it's, I think that was their goal all along, was to find somebody connected to the program. He comes from an NBA background where he's been an assistant and a head coach in the NBA for a long time, and currently an assistant with the Knicks before taking the job at IU yesterday. And, you know, he's got a chance to be successful. The only question for me is, you know, is it a long-term hire because he's 63 years old? You know, so he might get things turned around and then, you know, maybe 5 years later decide he wants to retire. But we do have some coaches in college basketball that are past age 70, prominently Jim Boeheim and Mike Krzyzewski. So I guess we'll have to see. But he's got a chance to be successful. And obviously going to the NBA ranks has worked well for Michigan, which, you know, is probably a big part of why this hire happened.
Jerry, Mark Menard at Master Control, part of our show, he's a huge college basketball and NBA fan. He has a couple for you.
Yeah, Jerry, you know, it seems like we're kind of hurtling towards this Gonzaga and Baylor matchup. And what do you think we'll see in that game if that's what we get?
Two high-quality teams on both ends of the floor. But Baylor, you know, Baylor is a better defensive team than Gonzaga is. And like I said earlier, Gonzaga is the top offensive team in the country and a dominant team in not just offense but scoring margin. Number one in both of those categories nationally. So it's going to be a really good game. I think if both teams are well coached, they execute very well offensively. But if you're playing Gonzaga, your defense is really going to be tested. And Baylor's got a good enough defense, I think, to give them a chance to pass that test.
If you could just kind of project what would, you know, the four games we have set up here to decide the final four, I'm not going to ask you who's going to win, but what do you think is going to be the best game? Like, what matchup do you think is going to be the closest, best, wildest game for fans to watch?
It might be Baylor and Arkansas, and I don't think it's a coincidence they're the two closest together in the seed. I'm really curious to see what USC's defense can do with Gonzaga because they've played so well in this tournament. But you know, I think Baylor and Arkansas has a chance to be interesting. I think the athleticism of Arkansas could give Baylor some problems tonight.
Jerry Palm, CBS Sports College Basketball Senior Writer. Jerry, always a pleasure, man. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.